All right. Town of Bowie, regular meeting for July the 12th, 2010 will come to order. Please turn off our silence electronic devices. Ms. Bourgeois, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Lynn.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Abear.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Kershaw.
Present.
Arnett Costa.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. We have tonight with us Mr. Bob Brough of the West Baton Rouge Chamber. He'd like to speak to us for a minute. Executive Director, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to thank you all for allowing me to come and speak. I just wanted to introduce myself. I am the Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce. Quick background, I ran my own small business for 25 years. Debbie knows that it was great work, right? Because I did work.
Too expensive, yeah.
Yeah, I knew that I was going to be. Collecting from Joy was another problem. But anyway, the mayor does watch your budget really close, I can tell you. But I enjoyed the 25 years I did that, and I was ready to go off and do something else. I am on the airport commission. I am a chairman of the Ochsner Hospital Board and involved with Baton Rouge Area Chamber, as I have for the last 25 years, serving on their small. I was a past board chairman for them. What I wanted to do today, because you guys share in the economic development, we are here, we represent, we the chamber, the board, the staff, myself, represents and is the voice of the business community in all of West Baton Rouge. And of course you participate by giving us some monies for economic development every year. I want you to know that we're working hard to earn that money and keep it coming year after year. So just to give you a quick rundown, we got lots of new businesses, but just in the month of May, we had, through the Secretary of State, there were 22 new businesses that formed in West Baton Rouge. Along with BRAC and also alone, I am making a lot of what we call retention visits to Criterion, Placid, all the bigger and middle-sized businesses, asking them what their needs are, finding out what their concerns are, and also making sure that we're doing everything that we can to help them. The demographics, we've talked to some demographic consultants because I'm lacking a little bit of a data to help sell retail people to come to West Baton Rouge. They like numbers, and so I'm trying to find better and firmer numbers that we can use to attract restaurants and Lowe's and yeah, places like that to come here. I work in partnership with Baton Rouge Area Chamber and the Louisiana Economic Development in order to bring new industry. They don't work on retail, though, because they don't look at it as new. They were looking for new jobs. They want new jobs, new work that's not just taking jobs and money and shuffling it around. When we're in a smaller parish next to the bigger parish, or if you're in communities like Zachary and Baker and Central, we need more restaurants. We need more retail, and so that will be my job to try to pull it. And of course, my biggest job is I'm trying to get people to come over that bridge. We have no problems crossing that bridge, but there seems to be a fear. And I hear a lot of people, and I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to ask this council. I hear people saying, well, it's okay if it doesn't back up. The bridge backs up. The bridge never backs up. I-10 backs up. Quit saying it's the bridge. Bubba Phillips told me the other day, they did a study. He said, man, you can just go 10 minutes down the road and take the other bridge. I said, well, yeah, that's great, Bubba. And I go around, I catch 110, and I come back trying to get South Baton Rouge, and I'm at the same spot, just on the other side of the river. I can't move. So it's not the bridge, it's I-110. I also talked to Mike Futrell, who is with the Kip Holden's office. He was up in Washington lately. I mentioned to Mike this morning, I said, this is interesting. We have an interesting bridge across the Mississippi River. On our side, it's a six-lane bridge. On your side, it's a one-lane. I said, you need to fix that. And he said that he was in Washington with the DODT people, and he said they didn't know that. I went, all right. I find that kind of hard to believe that the only spot from coast to coast where it comes down to a single lane is right here in Baton Rouge, East Baton Rouge. We have six lanes on our side. Criterion, just quick, like we know, we got Point Bio Energy is coming in with 125 new jobs, $100 million investment at the port. Criterion was named, nominated, and they won the Lantern Award and had their grand opening. That's a very nice plant, and we ought to be proud of the 85 new jobs that are there. Just for those that don't know, American Red Cross is moving into the old Walmart store, only taking about a third of it, just using it for storage the whole bit. And but at least it's although I did get a project this afternoon that's looking for a site that needs 350 parking places. The building's not big enough, but we got the parking places there, so maybe I can negotiate something. We're gonna work on that. We've got a lot of projects that we're working on. We think that the old United States Post Office and the buildings behind it, I'm going to be surprised that by year end we don't have a couple of nice small manufacturers to distributors, because we're getting a lot of people looking at that. Several projects that are being worked on. From a staff standpoint, we've done a lot of training with Louisiana Industrial Development, some marketing. We're doing some advertising, the whole bit. We are working on the behalf of Brulee, and we're working on the behalf of Addis, Port Allen, and all of West Baton Rouge. I'm excited to be here and working with you, and I did tell you a little bit about myself. The part that I left off that's the most important is I am happily married to my high school sweetheart. We raised five kids. We now have eight grandchildren, and my favorite pastime with the bear is going sailing on that old sailboat out there that we race sometimes. He races. I don't race. I just sail with the other people. But I enjoy that. So if I can be of help to this council or to anyone here, citizen here, please feel free to give me a call. I bet that's over my 5 minutes, and I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
I'm going to get a call tomorrow, Debbie.
I don't know if you want to. I'm not going to be here later. You know,
I'll stay. I'll take questions.
I was going to give a report similar to what I gave last week on Walmart. The new manager.
Yeah, I talked to him, and I said, "Look, I'm here to tell you. I'm going to tell you what I hear: the good and the bad and the ugly and everything else." And he said, "I'm going to go see Mayor Norman next week." I said, "Well, okay. Well, I'll just tell you the good. You're going to
you saved some time because I did
save you some time.
But you know, the good news is that I was very impressed with his background. Mm-hmm. He was very clear to me that Walmart was very, as a corporation, was very dissatisfied with everything they've heard. He did tell me that everybody from the division headquarters all the way down to the Louisiana division basically told him to fix it. They gave him a blank check. They want it fixed. And, you know, he's a 25-year experienced guy, so I'll just hit. He doesn't look that old, but he's been with him 25 years, and he's from Louisville, and been around the state and the South and all that. And so I'm, you know, time will tell, but I'm encouraged, and I urged him, and you might tell him the same thing, that he needs to do a sales job on the people on this side of the river once he gets it straightened out, because there's a lot of people that are going to need to know that it has changed. I mean, it's still the same building, and you know, you may or may not go often enough to notice. A lot of people have been run off, but you know, he's moderately encouraged. I mean, I was kind of disappointed he got this far down before.
Well, I'm going to stay close to him, because I asked him how we could help. Maybe have another grand opening or have a big show or something like that. Yeah, he was at the College Drive store, so he got a lot of the people from this side going to the College Drive store. Now, what I'm hearing, though, is the people in Plaquemine don't like the Plaquemine. They come to the one here
I don't know about
in
that.
West Baton Rouge, and the people in Baton Rouge don't like this when they go
here. I have
here.
A daughter that works in Plaquemine, and she can compare them, and she says there's no comparison.
Well, I asked him, too. I got to tell you, and I probably shouldn't be saying this because it's not supposed to be public. I said, well, how many employees work here? He said, well, this store will support, I think he said 325 or 350. And that was an interesting answer. I asked him, how many worked here? I said, that's how many it will support. How many work here? Half that.
Yeah.
So he told me he had
40 openings, and two of them were supervised.
Yeah.
And that was what we...
But I want to put that in perspective, too. They could have up to 350 employees. Criterion... Yeah. on the other hand, has 85. Criterion pays $22.50 starting salary with all the benefits. The starting salary here at Walmart is $7.77 or something like that. So it takes about 350 Walmart employees make up.
Anybody else have any questions or comments? Well, we appreciate you coming by. Why don't you put it on your calendar, come once a year and give us an update, or more often. We think Pizza Hut, is it Pizza?
Pizza Hut
is a definite. They look like they're working hard in there, so I don't know if they've been contacting you, but they are very organized.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, they're coming. No, they're in. They're coming.
I mean, this is a sit-down. The Pizza Hut, though, it's a sit-down kind of restaurant.
It's mostly takeout, I believe.
All right. Well,
they're going to be in the shopping center.
Yeah, well, Papa Murphy's was looking, too. I don't know if you know.
Pizza Hut is in. They're coming. I mean, they got me convinced. I saw them loading stuff in through the ceiling.
Well, I'm going to say this to you and everybody else. If you hear something like that, don't assume I know about it, because I didn't know.
Well, I would have thought you'd have been the first one to know. Really? No?
Yeah,
y'all don't know?
I would have thought so, too, but apparently not.
Really?
So let me know, and I'm going to come in. I'll jump on that. Give me some contact information.
All right.
So I can just thank you.
Well, thanks for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. Back to the regular agenda. Meeting minutes for June 14th meeting are in your package. Do you have any corrections or motion?
Move to accept.
Move by Mr. Kershaw, second by Mr. Andre. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Committees, Public Works. The only thing I have at Public Works is we are now advertising for bids for our overlay, annual overlay. It was delivered. It's working. We're still learning how to use it. It's working pretty good, yeah. We still learn how to use it. We just used it for the first time last week.
Yeah, I saw Wayne out there walking with him. I said, we must have just bought this.
We bought it, but they didn't deliver it until like a week or two.
Okay.
But anyway, another rig they bought was a poison distribution.
Sprayer.
That's the right word.
Sprayer.
Yeah. And they tried it out for the first time today. So if y'all see the grass look a little sick on the median for a while, it's going to eventually, when we get just that Bermuda out there, it's going to look like a button.
SMA?
I think so, yeah. That it came in and made sure that we had the right balance of all that stuff. He's got a lot of experience. That should start showing itself. Planning and zoning, variance request for Paul Geoffrion, 3472 Aline Street. As we discussed last week in the committee meetings, his shed in his backyard was built too close to the property line by 3 feet. Our inspector went out there and inspected it and gave him an okay to do it. It was just a human error and a lot of apologies all the way around. But the neighbor's fine with it. There's no threat. It's way in the backyard. Won't ever interfere with the houses on either property. So I strongly recommend that we grant the variance. That I'll open council for.
So move.
Move Mr. Second. Kershaw. Second by Mr. Olean. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Okay. Consider a reappointment of Claudette Purnell. I'd like to recommend Ms. Purnell for another 7-year term.
And so move.
Second.
Second, Mr. Olean. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. If we have anything on the agenda for next time, I'm bored. Finance, I'm not aware of anything. Personnel, I would like to recommend the hiring of Carlissa Askins for the position of full-time traffic clerk in the town of Brule at the rate of $13 an hour starting the 21st. Carlissa was here last week for the committee meetings, and I went over the hiring process, and there's any discussion?
Normal probationary period?
Normal for 6 months. She's already signed a letter understanding the condition. A monthly performance.
Move.
Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second, Mr. Aver. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. I'd like to say at this point, I'd like to thank Ms. Aver and Ms. Bourgeois. They sat through all the interviews. Aver is our chairman of our personnel committee. Bourgeois sits through every interview, I think, and it was a very enlightening process. A lot of people had a lot of good input, and I appreciate all their input and effort. Whole day, over a day, but a full day. Appreciate that.
We have some very well qualified.
In fact, I was talking to somebody who owns a business today, and I told him, man, you need some names of some people that are good people. I can get them for you. Anyway, Recreation Committee, anything? I don't know much.
Got the American Legion Regional Tournament going on at Brulee High School. Got several teams out of New Orleans, Ponchatoula, down to Thibodeau way maybe. Got the Brulee team. Got the Gulchey and Amity team. Got a lot of people from out of town coming. It's 9-inning games. A lot of college signees. It's putting up people in restaurants and stuff like that. You know, it's one way. You know, we got the guy from the chamber here today. It's a good thing that you can use the recreational facilities and the sports teams we got locally as part of your economic development.
Don't kid yourself. When people come to this town and they see clean, good, well-kept ballparks and stuff like that, they know.
We're going to Alabama Wednesday morning. We only got three age groups. 9s, 11s, and 13s, 130 teams. You get on the list and have some of those tournaments. You fill in every hotel room we have in this parish.
Well, I'm talking about more than that. People that live in the surrounding area, even they come and they say, you know, I didn't know Brulee, so go look for a house. I'm serious because my wife's a nurse and she's had friends of hers or fellow nurses that have had kids that have come through and end up out here and say, man, it is really nice. I didn't realize it's that close, you know. They think Brulee is, and I thought that when I lived in there, they think it's way, way down the river, you know, but it's really close. So
it's a good thing. My family and I ended up here.
Yeah.
Driving through and going to the ball field.
Yeah.
We're looking for a little further away that's a little quieter. Nice.
Yeah.
Bought a house here.
Good. All right. Police Committee, I'm not aware of anything. Governmental Affairs, authorize the mayor to enter into a contract with Office of Social Services Community Partnership Initiative. I have Tom's comments, which are mostly training, and the thing has a 30-day out clause if we want to get out of it. I don't see anything harmful. Basically, what they're going to do is they're going to we're going to allow them to distribute material here, and then every once in a while they'll use this place during the daylight hours to help people sign up for their stuff. And at Wednesdays, it's non-threatening, so and we can get out of it, or they can get out of it. I'll make sure that all that's written up properly before I sign it. I'd ask your approval on it.
Move.
Andre.
Second.
Second, Mr. Olin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Consideration of vetoed ordinances, we have none. Hearing and final action on ordinances, we have none. Introduction of ordinances, animal control ordinance, animal ordinance. Can somebody introduce that?
Yes.
Mr. Andre. Resolutions and commendations, we have none. Department reports, fire department chief.
Calls for the month of June. First aid calls inside the town, we had one. Outside, we had 11. Fire calls inside the town, we didn't have any. Outside, we didn't have any. Had one false alarm. Had two motor vehicle crashes, one water rescue. Had 16 calls for the month and 148 for the year.
Any questions or comments?
Thank you,
Chief. That's pretty quick. Police Department. Ned, you going to cover?
You got it, Ned.
For the month of June, we had three crashes. We executed 18 bench warrants, three for West Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office, 16 for Brulee PD. We had one damage to property. We had two calls theft. We had 10 alarms. 24 calls assisted other agencies. The alarms was like four homes and six was business places, but false alarms, we didn't have nothing there. Had one 911 hang up. We had 12 traffic arrests, 31 miscellaneous calls, two domestics, seven unlocks, six disturbances, and we had one call with debris on LA1. We had a total of 104 calls, We had 163 citations with 204 violations. We had 5 bench warrants paid that we called by phone.
Any questions? Can't leave this until, in case there's questions. Leave the microphone. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nick.
I've already talked about road overlay. I've already talked about Walmart. Some of us attended a CRPC supper. I want to thank the fire department for putting on a hurricane training for the maintenance and staff here, the entire staff at the town. And a couple of council members showed up and different people. Census, as far as I know, it's over with. I mean, they claim they're going to do a recount of some things, but I'm not really sure what that involves, and they won't tell me. When you see the Vision West come out, I have a note in there that if anybody knows, anybody lives in the city limits who did not turn in their original census form and did not get visited by a census worker, please call me personally. You can call me, and I'll make sure, I'll try to make sure that they get counted before the, during this recount. And I attended two closing ceremonies for summer camps for New Beginnings, which is a mentoring thing. That's it. Oh, correspondence. Oh, I missed correspondence. My bad. Got a thank you note from Stacy at the voter registration office for thanking us for letting them use our facility to sign up people. And with that, remarks of personal privilege. Anyone?
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm still looking down at the bottom of my window to try to see under this tree.
It's
and
been
I'm
a week.
Still working on it.
Okay.
Anybody else? Anybody? Okay. Announcements. A landmark and heritage meeting will be July 19th at 6:30 p.m. They're here. Motion to adjourn. Whoa, I'm sorry. What you got?
In this room.
In here. In here. Okay. Here, motion to adjourn.
Move.
Move, Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second, Mr. Kershaw. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nays. Ayes have it.
6:51.